You're listening to TV Tangents, a retro TV podcast.
Oh, je m'appelle Claude.
You're not saying it right.
Okay, now that we're here, let's talk about our trip to Denver. We went to Denver. We drove there.
We drove, yeah.
That took 8 hours. We could have flown. We could have flown for cheap.
We really could have.
But then we couldn't have, like, gone to the mountains in our car.
That's true.
I was thinking about that today. Like, yeah, we would have just sat around the house.
That's true.
Drinking.
That is also
true. And nobody wants that.
We would have been.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
Pretty messed up.
But where would we have gotten alcohol because we didn't have a car?
Yeah, that would have been hard. I mean, unless we would have flown and rented a car. But then, you know, there's that added expense, too. So then, yeah, we...
It's fine. We had a good time. It was
better the way we did it, probably.
We stopped at the Fort Cody Trading Post in Nebraska.
And we bought tiny hands and tiny cat paws.
Tiny cat hands.
Those were amazing.
They had
I may have some pictures we should put up on our Facebook page.
Do we have pictures of our tiny hands?
I have me contemplating with a tiny hand. Good times.
Tiny hands are amazing.
And we played bingo. So that was fun.
We played road bingo. We made our own bingo.
Yeah. And Christine won.
Unfortunately, we can't share it.
We can't share it. No.
It was Reskai.
We didn't really do our scavenger hunt, but that's fine too. It was kind of extensive and we didn't really have time.
It took a lot of effort to do that scavenger hunt.
Yeah. Like, it would have.
And we didn't, you know, Nebraska's not the same as Iowa.
No.
You see a lot of people in Iowa. There's a lot of rest stops. There's a lot of towns.
Yeah, Nebraska's desolate.
There's nothing in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So that would have been so much harder to do. And, yeah, we didn't have quite as much time either, so. Which was good. But we arrived on late Monday night and settled in. So, totally fun. We got there and, yeah, we stayed at a house, an Airbnb house, which was, like... Very roomy.
Had clean.
Five rooms. It was clean.
My room. So we each had our own rooms.
Was kind of Spiderville.
Mine had spiders. Okay. Look. I don't kill spiders because they will haunt me. Mm. So my room was in the basement and I went upstairs and I asked you and your sister, someone please come down and kill this gigantic spider that was the size of my fist.
Yeah. I use a vacuum cleaner to suck up spiders.
Okay, so there was but no then vacuum it's in cleaner. Your vacuum cleaner.
It can stay there.
And you two just looked at me and just said no.
Said no thanks, I'm good.
No. Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. So then I had to go down and asked Christine, except that her door was closed and she wasn't answering. I was tapping all lightly. I was like, Christine, my man. And then finally she comes out and I said, can you kill a spider for me? And she said, sure. You know why? Because she's my friend. Mm-hmm. So she came
in. Doesn't care about spiders. It's fine.
But, like, don't smash them because then you have spider guts.
Right. I'm upstairs and I can hear bam, 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 bam on the wall.
Yeah. It was, like, up. It had already crossed over my bed. It was up in the corner.
Yeah.
And then she started hitting it with a shoe and I started screaming at her because she was hitting it with a shoe. And it fell down on the carpet.
Ew.
She just walked away.
Yeah.
Done. I was like, hold on.
She's on my job's done.
No, yeah. And I said, no. You have to pick it up and take it away from here. And she goes, no, I don't. It's dead. I kicked it into the corner. Yeah, but now it's ghost.
Spider ghost.
Is in the corner and it's going to crawl on me when I'm sleeping and kill me.
Yeah.
So I had to sleep in that room knowing that there was a spider ghost right by my head.
Gross.
I almost came back upstairs and slept in the green room by you guys that nobody wanted to sleep in because it was so green. It was the greenest room I've ever seen.
It wasn't as bad, though. I just know when we got there, Michelle's all, I can't sleep in the green room. And I'm like, it really wasn't that bad. And it was at the front of the house. And the sun wouldn't have been as much in that room when waking up as it was in mine with no shades. I was like, this is interesting, but yeah.
And I didn't want to sleep in the basement by myself because of demons and ghosts and things.
Right.
my room was
it worked out well because you both could sleep down there and then we didn't. And then the two of us slept upstairs.
That was fine. But my room, like, there was a little loungy part you had to go through to get to my room. And my room and that loungy part are apparently where people smoke weed, which is legal in Denver.
Yeah.
And
the Airbnb was definitely advertised as 420 friendly.
It was 420 friendly. But I could, like, it wasn't like a thick smell. It wasn't like someone's been smoking weed down here.
That's good.
It was like you could just smell it.
Just knew.
Like, I know it's there. And when I woke up in the morning, I was like, yep, definitely.
Smell.
Someone's been smoking weed in here. So my room smelled like feet, and pretty sure I did too. But that's fine.
Good times.
I had good the times. Weed room. It was also a children's room. There were stuffed animals in
it. Yeah, there was quite a bit of...
And a picture of a bear.
And a picture of a bear.
And some rando people. But it was a nice place. And
I love, like, the first night we got there, we played Cards Against Humanity. Which is hilarious. That game is so fun.
Which some people didn't even want to play.
Funny. I wanted to play the whole time. I just didn't get my cards done in time.
But fine. But I mean, still, everybody was like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? And I was like, we can play Cards Against Humanity. And you guys are like, what do you want to do? I don't know. What do you want to do? What does Michelle want to do?
I don't know. The whole time I was expecting to play. So I was all like, yeah. Plus, that's like my favorite game ever.
I didn't know you had played it before.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So many times. Why do you think I was so good? Because I won. I had 10 cards.
Oh, my God. It's not like you can strategize.
They all started to try to not pick my card. They were all like, which card's Natalie's? We're not going to pick that one because this wins all these cards.
Oh.
And I'm like, that's right, because I'm awesome like that.
I lost so hard, and it's my game. I paid money. You owe me money for that game.
That's fine. I'll pay some money for that game. I'll let that game.
But I'm still keeping it.
That was fun. We had good times that night. Very, very, very good times.
Very good times.
And it was fun.
And then
Tuesday during the day, we were decided to go a little sightseeing.
Yeah, we went just a little bit into the mountains. Not much. I haven't seen mountains in a long time.
Yeah, we went to the Mother Cabrini Shrine
in Golden.
Is it in Golden, Colorado? Yes. And Christine and I hiked up the steps to go see the shrine itself. There was like 450 steps, I think.
Oh my God, they labeled them.
They were like, this is how many you've gone up. So we took little tiny breaks because going up, plus we're already at high elevation and then you're going up even further. So you and Michelle went to the gift shop. And
we thought you guys would be dead when you came down. You just came walking down like, we just went into the bathroom for a minute. Fine. It's fine.
No, it really was. It was a lot easier than, I mean, I climbed a mountain once, so this was definitely easier.
Well, I have climbed a mountain as well, but it was over 20 years ago, and I saw people much older than me walking up those steps.
Yeah, that was awesome, actually.
But I had sandals on.
Yeah.
So.
No, there was a good view from up there, too. I got some good pictures. Got to see, like, downtown Denver. And it was really nice. We saw somebody, like, hang gliding or something, too. It was really cool.
I do that so bad. Mm. I would chicken out at the last
crash
minute.
Landings, though. Can't handle that. I need to be on, like, some kind of, like, guided thing to be able to do something like that.
I would definitely break a leg or something. Yeah, that was fun. And then we went into Golden, and I found a little souvenir for my kids. And then I realized I had left my wallet at the house, and Christine as well had left her wallet at the house.
Right.
I don't know what was happening. I just looked at the lady, and I was like,
oops,
I don't have my wallet. And she looked at me, and she was like 20, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and I was like,
okay, bye.
So I don't have any money. And then she just kept looking at me, and I said, I'm just gonna put this back.
Oh, you she just watched me walk away for you.
Didn't say anything. No, I didn't want it that bad. I was just like, it's just awkward when you get there and you're like, I can't pay for this. Can I just have it?
You're like, where's my stuff?
So yeah.
Too funny.
It was fun.
That was fun. Then we went back to our house so that we could start getting ready 4 hours early.
Yes. We absolutely needed all the time in the world to get ready.
All the time.
I put so much makeup on my face. I could barely move my face.
I took a while to do my hair because I wanted it to be like extra curly. And I was like, okay, I'm going to be all cute. And
there's not much I can do with this. I did try magnetic eyelashes for the first time.
That was good times too. Did those stay on all night?
They, except for the fiasco in the cat in the lift, they did stay on. I think like a piece of my hair got stuck in it and then it pulled it off. And the Lyft driver, I was sitting in the front seat and the Lyft driver was like, oh no, are you okay?
You're like, I'll be fine.
I said, I'm trying these new things. They were heavy.
Yeah.
Like when I first put them on, I couldn't see. Like,
I can't lift my eyes.
at no point could I open my eyes all the way unless I was looking straight at the ceiling. But at first, I just could see like this black line in front of me. And then they were very heavy. Because, you know, you don't usually put eyelashes under your eyelashes.
Yeah.
But these were. So they come down in front of your eyes. And
oh, my goodness.
I kept checking to make sure they were on. So I might look like I was crying a couple times, but I wasn't. Oh, I was checking my eyelashes. And they looked amazing.
They did look amazing. I kept remembering this like a day ago after we'd been back and stuff. And I was like, no, I don't remember if they stayed on all night. I should ask for that. And I couldn't remember. But yeah, they did look amazing.
Yeah, because I told you guys to tell me if I was missing one.
Right. I think I would have noticed then had you been missing one.
You definitely would have noticed.
Yeah. But I didn't. So then I thought about it later and I'm like, I would have noticed.
I would totally recommend them. I think they cost me like $11 at Target.
Oh, that's not bad.
I was super happy that they had them at Target because I saw them online last year and they were like $40.
Nice.
And I said, no. But these ones, I wish they had different styles and lengths, though. Like, they have two styles at Target. They have one that goes all the way across, and then they have the half ones, which I get because I always trim my eyelashes because they're always too wide for my eyes. Have tiny eyes?
You don't have tiny eyes at all.
Well, how can I not wear...
That was the noise of the cooler. I have to get more beer.
Thanks, Christine.
No, mine.
If I don't have tiny eyes, why can't I wear fake eyelashes that are regular people's size? That's the question.
That is a good question, but I don't think you have tiny eyes. That's weird.
All right, thanks. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So then we made our way to the show.
Yeah, well, we went to dinner.
We did go to dinner. Where did we go to dinner?
Henry's Tavern.
In Denver.
In downtown Denver.
Downtown Denver.
It was like a block from the theater.
Downtown Denver is happening.
Yeah. I was like... Then I was a little sad that we didn't stay at a hotel down there because it really was happening and it seemed lots of lots of stuff going on down there.
The reason we didn't stay in a hotel down there is because we initially had 5 people.
Right.
And the only room that we could get was a king.
A king suite with a fold-out bed.
Yes. And
how was 5 people going to sleep all up in there? And
I wasn't even as concerned with the beds as I was with the one bathroom.
Right. That's true.
How would we have gotten ready?
Right. And technically, now that I think about it, with just 4 of us, we could have made it work.
Nah.
Because think about how we staggered our showers at the house.
Yeah, we did. But first of all, the house had amazing hot water. Like, you turn it on, it was immediately hot.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because my room was next to the water heater.
Well, there was a giant water heater, too, that was, like, bigger than any of us, like, all of us standing in a circle combined. So, yeah. But you think about, well, first of all, a hotel has the same kind of capacity. So, like, we could have made it work. We've made it work in the past.
We were not 43 years old when we made it work in the past.
I'm just saying we had lots of time. So, anyway.
Whatever.
We didn't stay at a hotel, but we it would have been nice if we could have been downtown because it was very happening and that was kind of a cool little area. So.
Yeah, and it would have been nice to just walk there.
Yeah. Went to dinner dinner was good. And then Christine's phone died, so we had to find a Verizon store.
My phone died too. My phone was, I had no charge because I hadn't plugged it in.
Right. Yours needed to be charged. Hers wouldn't even turn on.
But you asked the waitress, is there a place that we can plug this in? And she was like, no, you're crazies. And then she said, they said you can plug it in behind the bar. So I go up to the bartender and I'm like, hey, can you plug this in for me? He looked at me like I was the craziest old lady. He was like, you want me to plug in your phone? Yes, please.
Heck yeah.
And then when I went back to get it, this guy was like, I could have just taken that. And I was like, don't talk to me.
Don't talk to me like that.
We're not friends.
Don't tell me that 21-year-olds don't come in here and ask you to charge their phone. They're on their phones more than we are.
Yeah.
Stupid
millennials.
Good stuff. I had a really good chocolate porter there. I'm not gonna lie, that was amazing.
I tasted it a little bit. It was okay. It was
good. We left there, went to Verizon. Good times. Walked a little ways the wrong way, then we walked a little ways the right way, and Christine couldn't get her phone fixed. They sent her a new one. So then we just wandered around and we got down towards the theater, which was fun. We saw like, when we first got down there, there wasn't like a whole lot of people.
That and line filled up really quick, though.
It did fill up really quickly. We first got down there and we were just kind of standing around. And actually, when we first got down there, I believe that Cersei Link was out front talking to some. Mm-hmm. She's in the band and she was out front talking to some fans. So we saw her and she was just kind of taking pictures and doing her own thing.
So she was the only member.
Yeah, she was the only member of the band out there at the time, and she kind of went off and did her own thing. So we walked around for a little while further and ended up kind of just wandering because we were like, okay, we don't want to stand in line because we have assigned seats.
Yeah, there's no reason to stand in line.
No reason to stand in line. We did end up in the back somewhere near the theater. So like at one point, we were walking around just randomly places and
we were meeting people. We were having a good time.
So then we go up to the line and maybe talked to some of you. We're hoping. we decided to give out some business cards for this podcast. And we seemed like
random.
We were all nervous. We were like, oh, we can't do it. So then Rebecca's like, come on, let's go. And she just starts handing out cards. And then I get into it. And I'm like, who wants to listen to our podcast? Talk about the monkeys.
I'm not an assertive person.
I can't bother people. You were all like, here, take these
cards.
That's
because you were behind me. And you know how I am when you're behind me. I can do anything. I'm like a superhero.
Then you fight.
I'll fight anybody
because I got this person behind me.
She's backing me up. So there's nothing you can do to me.
Yeah. So that was fun. So we tried. Hopefully some of you talked to us or saw us or took our cards and you're listening to us now, we hope. We'd love to hear your part of like your experience of this show as we keep talking. Because then we got in line and the line went really fast once they opened the doors. We got through pretty quickly and we got inside and
I had a tiny purse so they didn't have to look hard.
They like checked us and wanded us and everything, so we got inside and we went to go get our seats first, which were amazing.
Wait a minute, am I the only person who loves being wanded?
You love being wanded.
I love being wanded.
I love how like,
I feel
the
like
wand,
I'm in the future.
Like, yeah, it's just so bizarre. It's like, and then they look in my purse and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't have anything.
The wand just makes me feel like I got futurized just now. They're
like, robots. So we go in the theater and we go down to our seats and we are off to the
amazing seats.
If you're looking at the stage, we're on the right side and we were five rows out, so
we were right in front of Christian Nesmith.
Yes.
And yeah, our seats were amazing.
And let me pop my own horn there.
That was all you.
Yeah.
It was great. It was great fun.
It was good. Like, I got on right when the tickets went on sale. So, like, I got hopefully good pick. And then we found out later, too, that, like, a lot of the seats didn't sell. Or the ones in front of us probably were reserved. And then they didn't get used up. Because we met this nice girl that sat right in front of us. And she came down. She drove up from Tulsa.
What was her name? Jennifer.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Jennifer, if you're listening.
Hi, Jennifer.
And she drove up from Tulsa and she's like, I just got here an hour ago and I went up and bought a ticket and I got this ticket. And we're like, oh my God, that's amazing. So
we should have asked if we could exchange our ticket for the front row ticket.
Can we get the front row instead? We should have, we didn't even think. Why didn't we go to the box office when we first got there?
We never think. We're just thinking about,
I know. We're crazy. We're crazy. So.
Thinking about our guys.
Yeah.
We're about to say them.
So we settled in. We got our beers for the show. And
they were tall.
They were tall cans. Beers.
I think that can was the size of my forearm.
Yeah. And so we go in and then we sit down and oh my gosh. Well, then we did. Hopefully everybody saw it here on our Facebook page. We went live out in the little lobby because we were so excited for the show to start. So we went live.
Yeah.
And then we went in and we waited and oh my God.
I almost died when they came out. I was like,
I don't even know.
I've seen them so many times. I've seen Michael Nesmith, like three times now?
Yeah. I can't even know.
I've seen Mickey like a bajillion times.
We've seen Mickey bajillion times. Just a few. And I've been in love with Mike since I was 8 years old. And I just, oh my God. And we were like off to the side. The little curtain was off to the side. And you could see like the stairwell, like a little crack of the stairwell. They were coming up. So I'm staring at this. I'm like, oh my God, I can see them all back there.
Yes. Got to see them come through.
And they came out. And
having so much fun when they came out. Mike was giggling.
Mike
and they kept looking at each other,
time.
Just giggling. And I'm like, oh, that's so good. That's so wonderful. Like,
they were
friends and they had
such a good time. And I love, like, Mike just forgets words sometimes, and then he just looks at the crowd like,
he's like, I forgot it.
He's like, yeah. Whatever.
And we're all like, we know the words.
I know. And it's so funny. I can't remember what they were singing at one point, and it's like he was singing a different verse in the song, and Mickey's on the other mic singing the right version. And then he's like, oh.
Seriously, Mickey's looking at him like, I am a professional. Like, I do this all the time. I've been doing this just for follow years. Me.
He I've got pay it. Attention.
Yeah, Mike was very casual.
It was amazing, though.
He had his sparkly shoes on.
He did.
Which I could see because I was that close.
Oh, my God. We were so close. Like, it was just, oh, my God. I can't, like, you know, like, when you feel like you're sitting somewhere for 2.5 hours with a constant smile on your face?
Yes, and it hurts.
And it hurts because you're just like, this is the best night ever.
Best thing ever.
It really was. Other than the fact that, like, we definitely drank too much beer and had to go to the bathroom.
We went to the bathroom so many times.
We did. And I was like, the first time where you warned me, you're like, you're going to have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, I know. Because I think I had, like, got another beer before the show even started or something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to have to go.
The bathroom was like 7 blocks away.
Yeah. The bathroom, we're on like the main level and they're like, oh, it's either downstairs or upstairs. And we're like, oh, great.
Yeah.
So at one point we were waiting and we did go during, we were like, okay, depending on what song's next, we'll go. And it was, I don't even remember.
I'm sure it was Pleasant Valley Sunday. I think it was Pleasant Valley Sunday. Whatever they did.
Yeah. And we're like, we've heard that a ton of times. Let's run. We ran off to go to the bathroom. The show was just so amazing. And then, you know, they did do an intermission and everything. And so,
which is the worst time to go to the bathroom,
right,
by the way.
Because, and we didn't. And
we did not go to the bathroom.
But I did get more drinks then. So, true. Good times.
Our bartender was like, oh, it's you guys again.
Yeah. And he was so funny. He was all like, sweetie. He kept calling us sweetie. Kept running out of beers. Like, it was so weird. He's like, we didn't get our beer delivery. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's fine.
Give me what you got.
I know. I'll take whatever.
I'll take anything.
I drink Modelo.
I got my Budweiser. Yeah. I was good.
So it was good time. So when they came back from intermission, they sang all like a cappella, and it was just like the two of them out there, and the band would slowly join. And oh my God, it was just so
many songs.
They were all
having a good time.
And I just love, I mean, we obviously like me and Magdalena.
Oh, that is my favorite Monkey song. Like,
I have goosebumps right now because I'm just like, that song.
I rarely have a favorite Monkey song because there's so many Monkey songs I love. But I definitely didn't think that a new Monkey song would be my favorite. That is literally my favorite Monkey
song.
And
to see the two of them perform it live was just like, because we've
seen Mickey and Coco do it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And that sounds great.
And it's still great. And then the CD.
Mickey and Mike's voices together is amazing.
I don't know why they didn't do that more in the 60s. And they've talked about it now. Like, there's been Rolling Stones articles and random things I've read now that the tour has started that they're like, we always knew our voices were like meant to be. And I'm like, why has this never happened before? And it's true. Like, them singing together is just like magical. And I feel like, you know, me and Magdalena, the whole time, too, I was just, like, mesmerized. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make me sad. I was just kind of like, this is, I'm living in a dream world right now. I mean, for me, that was great. Because the only time during the show that we just saw, I cried during Daydream Believer. Because to me, that's always going to be...
That surprised me because I heard that they weren't going to do that.
They did say they weren't going to do that. They said... In a couple different articles that we read, they said, we're not going to do Daydream Believer, that, you know, that belongs to Dave, that belongs whatever. And then I found out that when they first got together, when right after Davey passed and the three of them, when Mike joined Mickey and Peter, it was Mike's idea to tell the audience to sing it. And I'm like, oh, okay. And that's what they did for a while. And then Mickey would sing it at his solo shows.
I always figured they did that because Davey would do that. He would have the audience sing it.
But I guess they were like, this no longer belongs to us. We can't sing it at all. And it was kind of that thing. And then when they started singing it, it's like the part of me too. It's just, I was crying during that part because I thought, like, it's still hard for me to think that, you know, that part, that we won't get to see Davey perform again. And that was such a big part of our lives. So for me, that's hard always, every time I hear it. And I'm like, I don't want to be that person, but it's sad. So I'm like, okay. But I'm so, you know, they did so many songs. And Mike is so cute.
He's so cute. They did Door into Summer.
Yes.
And your sister was so excited. She was on the other side of me and she's like, yes, Door into Summer. Oh, she loves that song.
And then when he's like, oh my God, Mike's talking about Okay, like I can't even think now what the name of it is. What's the song that he wrote for Phyllis?
Oh my goodness. Now you put me on the spot.
I know. We're going to have to like, oh God, now I have to Google it or something. But he was like, I always get verklempt because I wrote that
and then
all of us go, oh, and he goes, oh, don't do that. You're going to make me cry. Yes. And then it made it worse. That's what
he said, because he kind of giggled in the middle of the song. He said, the reason that I giggle in the middle of that song is because I'm trying not to cry.
I know. God, I love him so much.
If anyone knows what the song was,
tell us.
Please tell us, because it was sad.
The show was great, and they ended it with like, you know, and I always love every concert in the world does fake, we're done. And then
they like, did an encore.
And it's like, usually it's a little bit more, wait for everybody to cheer for people to come out. Right. But Mike stayed out. He like didn't even really go off the stage. Mm-hmm. And then he started like kind of a very slow acoustical of Listen to the Band. And
I thought the whole thing,
I'm like clutching my heart. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. And then the band, you can see them trickling back in and mm-hmm. you're like, you know, and then he's like, he does the part that he's like, listen to the band. And then the band just takes off. And we all stood up. We were like, this is amazing.
I felt like I was in 33 and a third.
I was like, ugh.
Like when everyone is just doing their own thing.
Yes. And
oh my goodness.
Oh my God, it was amazing. And then, they played Listen to the Band. And then they ended it with I'm a Believer. Mickey sang I'm a Believer to end it out. And we were, again, everybody was standing the whole time then for those last two songs. And then.
Sorry to the people behind us.
I know, sorry. I'm so tall. People can't see over me. So.
Everyone in our party except for me is tall.
Yeah. And then, it was over. And I was like, oh my God. And we just
stood there like, now what do we do with our lives?
Yeah, what do we do with our lives?
Where did we come from? Where do we go? I don't understand what's happening.
It's never fun.
It was a good time.
Never fun for it to be over. So we always go through this then too. I'm telling you, it's like we do these road trips and then it's like
we come home and we're sad.
I call it post event letdown.
Yes.
Because we're so excited for the event itself and we talk about it for months and then we're like, oh my God. And then when it's over, you're like, not only is the excitement worn off, so you have nothing to look you have nothing to look forward to.
You have nothing in your life.
Nothing in life. But it's like, you know, again, you were looking forward to that for so long. And then it's over.
And you have to drive 8 hours to get home.
8 hours back home and then go to work, which is like,
And everything is all screwed up at work because you were gone for 3 days.
Messed up. But then it's just, it really is. And to be honest, like, I feel like more so now that every time we go to a show, I always now think, what if this is the last
one? Yes, I know. I thought that about the last one and the last one before that. Yeah. And I just, like, at one point I was seeing Mike on the anniversary tour and I thought, this is the only time I'm ever going to see Mike Nesmith. But that's sad. But we never thought about that before Davey was gone, I don't think.
No, it was never as bad then. And then it just like the last time we saw him, we never thought that. We never thought this is it. And then when it was, it just hit us like a ton of bricks. And even now, you're right. I feel like the last few years, it's like something comes up and then there's another one and then there's another one.
And then you're like, we need to do this.
I'm like, I just did that. And I'm hoping that continues. I'm hoping we've got, you know, who knows? Maybe we have at least 10 more years.
And then there's nothing to replace that.
No. I mean, once these shows are over, there will never be. And it's so hard to explain. You can't explain this to people who aren't fans because they don't get it. And it's, you know, even telling people where we're going and, you know, people that know us have known us for years and know that like this is our thing. But sometimes you tell people and they're like, wait a minute, what? You're going to see the Monkees?
People
the
have
group
their
from
thing.
The 60s?
People do this with sports teams.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same thing.
It is. And it's very much, you know, it's our thing to do. And people get it now. And it is hard to explain how awesome it is, but it's so fun. We'd love to hear other people.
I want to hear.
Got to see the tour.
the other summer. People's experiences.
Because, yeah, we love it. We get to, I've been seeing people's videos on Facebook and, oh my God, it's just awesome.
I wish I was there still.
I know. Every time, and now the subsequent days since we've been back, there's been multiple shows and people keep posting it. And I'm like, oh my God, I want to go.
I want to be there.
I did hear, though, they're recording this tour for our album. And I'm like,
because I wanted them to record the last anniversary tour that they did because it was so good.
Yeah.
I wish they would have recorded that too, but
did not.
This is good too. And, you know, that's fine. Yeah. If any of the guys want to come solo to here,
exactly.
Please do that.
Please do. Please come back to the Midwest solo. And maybe I'm hoping they'll add, they mentioned there could possibly be more dates added. I'm just going to say that.
Well,
and then Mike and the First National Band are also touring.
And they're not going to my town, but if they do, I can totally make dinner.
That's what we should do. We should invite everybody over for dinner.
I have
if they come
plenty
here.
Of room, and we will entertain
and
you.
We will entertain you.
You can entertain us.
Completely.
Anus.
Entertain us.
All right, that's a good show to wrap up.
Wrap it up.
Wrap it up. Thanks for joining us. We'd love it if you would leave a review and also follow us on Facebook. Be sure to tune in next week for more TV Tangents.